Welcome to the brief signal. Let's get into it. So Apple just baked Claude code directly into Xcode, and suddenly Cursor's $29 billion valuation is looking a lot more fragile. I mean, imagine being a standalone AI-powered IDE startup, seeing Apple integrate your competitor's tech directly into their developer environment. It's a pretty stark reminder of how quickly the ground can shift in this market, isn't it? And here's the thing, that's just the tip of the iceberg for how agents are shaking up not just the developer tool chain, but entire organizations. Did you see what Block did this week? They cut 4,000 employees. But here's the kicker, they also posted their best quarter ever, and their stock surged 23%. What powered this? An open source AI agent nicknamed Goose, built on Anthropic's MP Sages. This isn't just about efficiency, it's a fundamental re-architecture of work. It really brings to mind Daniel Meisler's great transition framework. He argues that the ideal employee count for many tasks is actually trending to zero, and Block just gave us a live, real-world example of that happening at scale. It forces you to think, what does your own org chart look like 12 months from now? Now, speaking of things trending to zero, Peter Steinberger, the creator of OpenClaw, had a really thought-provoking take this week. He thinks 80% of the apps we use every day are just glorified data management tools, right? And he argues that AI agents running locally on your machine can handle that data management way better than a dedicated user interface. He's saying the real moat in this new world isn't about having the best models or the prettiest interfaces anymore. It's about memory and personalization unique to each user. So if he's right and most apps are just data management, what does that mean for your customers' product roadmaps or even our own? This shift to agents isn't just about big companies making strategic cuts, though. It's also about how nimble founders are fundamentally rethinking their entire operational structure. I saw a wild example of one team that replaced $27,000 a month in salaries just by building out their own custom agent infrastructure. The insight here wasn't about building better individual agents. It was about the orchestration layer, how you get these agents to work together seamlessly. That's the real moat they built. And it speaks volumes about where capital and talent are flowing, which actually connects perfectly to something else I saw this week, a really detailed tutorial showing how to connect Claude Code to Google Workspace, Slack, and even Reddit, all via MP Sage servers. This isn't just abstract coding automation, it's tangible business operations automation. Imagine Claude pulling your calendar events, updating linear issues, and auto-updating sprint documents for your team. This isn't some futuristic vision, it's literally happening now, and the tutorial shows you step-by-step how to set it up. It's a game-changer for project managers and operations folks. And here's where it gets even more interesting for our customers, especially those in specialized industries. Lawyers, for instance, are actually ditching specialized AI products like Harvey and CoCounsel. Instead, they're just using plain old general-purpose Claude and teaching it how they practice law. One lawyer used it for a construction document review, and it caught a critical 20% garage ramp grade that would have scraped vehicles. That's a huge, specific win, right? It shows that general-purpose AI, when properly prompted and given the right context, is beating highly specialized, expensive tools. That has massive implications for any specialized SaaS product and how founders think about their vertical AI strategy. It suggests the power is shifting to the user, not the provider of the specialized tool. Now, it's not all perfect. While we're seeing these massive shifts, it's also worth remembering that getting agents to reliably complete tasks is still a challenge. One stat I saw this week said only about 2.5% of AI agent tasks complete successfully on their own. The data shows that human-curated skills help, but self-generated skills offer zero benefit. So while the vision is clear, there's still a significant amount of human ingenuity and infrastructure required to make these agent systems truly robust. It's less about the magic model and more about the engineering of the workflow. So with all this talk about agents and the shifting landscape, what's a concrete action you could take this week? I'd suggest forwarding that Claude Code for PM tutorial I mentioned earlier to a founder you know who's still managing projects manually. Seriously, the MCP setup alone, showing how to pull Calendar, Linear, and Slack all into one automated workflow, is a fantastic, tangible demo of what agents can actually do today. It's a great way to show them, not just tell them, how their day-to-day could fundamentally change. And from our side, this entire agent infrastructure shift is exactly what GCP is tooling for. Did you see the signal from DeepMind this week? Their intelligent AI delegation paper revealed their zero human company production system has actually been live since January 2026. This isn't some theoretical research paper. It's a clear signal about where Google is heading internally. And for our builders, we've got a brand new GCP tech tutorial that walks through single, sequential, and parallel agent patterns using our Agent Development Kit, or ADK. These are practical building blocks for the kind of robust agent infrastructure everyone's talking about this week. DeepMind is already running the zero-employee system. ADK gives our builders the foundational patterns to start building that future today. It's abundantly clear that the developer toolchain and even the very structure of the org chart are being rewritten by agents, and all at the same time. This isn't just a marginal productivity boost, it's a fundamental restructuring of how work gets done. It's going to be fascinating to watch unfold. Thanks for listening. Leave feedback on this episode at the bottom of the page.